yo, welcome to another episode of BPT.
You said nipple.
What?
You didn't say another, you said nipple.
Why are you thinking about another episode of BPT? I am BJ.
I'm trouble.
You ain't M&M's for everybody?
You don't eat peanut M&M's.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
Me and Bryson drink and eat M&M's on the past, what, 3 or 4 episodes?
Oh, yeah.
So, sorry, not sorry.
Must be nice. So, Triple, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. Just still doing the same shit. One plantation to the next plantation. I've actually had the last 2 Saturdays and Sundays off. And, of course, I always have Sundays off. But, and I just, this Saturday, I just was like, I should take my ass to work. Because I wasn't doing shit. It was boring. Sitting in the house. Oh, I did catch up on, have y'all seen that TV show called Cleaning Lady?
That's my shit.
Yeah. You ain't seen it?
I know what's in.
So, it's about this lady. She's, where's she from?
The Philippines.
She's from the Philippines. So, they actually cleaning ladies and whatnot. So, she in there cleaning something one day. And her boss, who the building she cleaning from, gets killed. And she sees it. And she sees the dude killed. So her phone rings and that's how she get caught. So the dude that was with her, the dude who killed her, it was another man with him. That man saved her life and she was like, I can clean for you. I can take care of this. So she ends up cleaning up the shit or whatnot. And so you gotta watch it. It's a lot of shit you don't watch, but you gotta watch this.
Yeah, it's a good
Speaking
show.
Of shit, have anybody, like a whole bunch of people been talking about that Wednesday shit. Have y'all seen it? Checked it out?
Or not yet. I just seen the previews.
Yeah, a lot of people been saying, talking about it or whatnot. Like it's the shit.
On Netflix.
I was watching the trailer for it earlier. I mean, it looked all right.
But... I mean, I fucks with the Amish family.
All right.
So, yeah.
Maybe I might catch
y'all. And I seen in my Aquarius group on Facebook that was like, Wednesday got to be an Aquarius because she is just a total fool. So I was like, okay, I gotta check this shit out because like we're total fools. But other than that, I just worked. I did have some company last night, but other than that, I didn't do shit.
And Netflix is at $21.19.
So are you saying this? So are you gonna cancel your subscription or are you gonna keep it? What are you gonna do for
her? I don't know.
Well, just let me be mentally prepared. So, you know, because I watch this shit at work.
So, I do too.
So that's what I'm saying. Gotta be prepared for this shit. Like, what am I gonna watch if you take that shit?
Peacock got 99 cent.
I pay for it. I got Peacock on my shit too, but it's not Netflix.
So I can get your Peacock account.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can share it, what if I got them getting charged? Gotta be in the same house. Netflix ass niggas. Anyway, Bryson, how was your week?
It was the same as the week before, and the week before that, and the week before that. Same old, just work, go on the chair. Nothing special.
Shit sad. Mm-hmm. So all we fucking do is work.
Yep.
Previous episode, ghetto as fuck. Check us out. That's what we talk about. Anyway, so BJ, how about you?
Oh, no more week for me. I ain't just work. Go home, chill, DJ. I had a DJ this week. But the week before I have, but other than that, just chill. How was your Thanksgiving, Nazzy?
Actually, I didn't stay in the house and cry this year. I got up that morning and went to go to my nephew's grave and sat there for about an hour. He had 2 of his homeboys show up. Well, one of them was a girl, but she's gay. Till 2 of his homeboys showed up. And we sat out there, we took a couple of shots. Smoked a blunt, listened to some music. And I play I Miss My Homies by Master P.
Nice.
And the girl was like, what is that? You gotta send me that song. She's young. But it's still like, ain't no way. Cause like when he said the point, I'm like, she was like, what? Yeah. All my homies passed away. But yeah, and then I went home and mama was cooking turkey. So when I got there, I was already at them.
High and hungry.
I was like, Ma, I got to have something. She in the cooking, you little ratchet ass corn and shit. So I'm like, Ma, I got to have something. She was like, I'll give you one of these turkey wings. I said, bet. You want it now? You want me to put it in the air fryer, get it a little crispy? Air fryer me, please. And I don't know why I said that, because while she was doing it, I went in there rolling another blunt. That's why I got to goddamn go to work, because all I do is just smoke. But it is what it is. Did y'all see my fucking shit I posted on Facebook? It said I shouldn't be using my money to buy Christmas presents, but instead I keep buying my weed.
I ain't see that one.
Definitely. Nah. Them kids ain't getting shit no way. Clothes,
you
shoes.
You sound like him. Huh? You sound like him.
Who?
BJ. I ain't giving them niggas nothing.
He do that every year. That ain't nothing.
Just get. I got him something last year.
What?
That True Religion stuff. I got him some clothes last year.
Okay, I don't remember. I didn't get anything, but whatever. Sips, preach, cream.
I did get you something last year, didn't I?
No, you didn't, sir. No, you did. Hurt my polo soul.
Yes, I did. I got you that Dallas Cowboy weed train.
Damn, you remember.
See, don't play me like that. No, you know I ain't gonna forget you. Don't even play me like that.
And you
that.
Got me the socks too.
Yeah, see.
The weed socks. Damn, I bet you if you had smoked weed, you would remember that shit.
Nah. Yeah, be thinking for a minute, like, I know I got this nigga something.
But yeah, like, that's pretty much it. Nothing major.
Yeah, mine was okay too. I went to Anderson to chill with my friend and his family.
Oh, my bad. I ended up, after I ate, I got down, ended up getting up, fixing two peach cobblers. And, oh, yeah, the boys got it before I get home, so that's why y'all didn't get any. Yeah, so I'm just going to make one for over here, because I didn't get none either, so don't feel bad.
For real?
Nigga. Yeah. I had a plate left over. I had maybe two plates from Mookie House. One of them I took to work. The second one, I left at home. I was like, damn, I'm going to eat that Saturday morning. Boom, 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 which was yesterday. Get in there. Ain't shit in that plate with my goddamn turkey. Yeah, one of the niggas got me. It had yams on it, dressing, macaroni and cheese. And I had gotten macaroni and cheese from the pan that was fresh. Nobody had dipped in it yet. So it was good and cheese. Man, Linda, listen. I text the motherfuckers that y'all can't never come back.
I would too.
Ever.
Like, come home and man, just ready to eat that plate.
Man, I had my mouth set on that. Got my fat jelly ass up in the kitchen and I was like, who the fuck gave my shit? Twice. Cast it. Because you know he like yams. But you like yams too, my nigga. So what you said?
He but, got some on too, bro.
But nah, Cass went to his girlfriend's house to eat. And he brought me a plate from her house. All I asked for was macaroni and cheese and dressing and sweet potato pie. For the love of God, when you send somebody dressing, put some fucking gravy on that shit. Was no gravy on that shit. He didn't even bring him a plate. He ain't bring him no plate home, but you went in and ate my shit. Tell me he ain't do it. I know Cass did it. He got high that morning and ate my shit. Yep, sure did that. How was your Thanksgiving, Bryson? This was the first Thanksgiving we didn't even see each other.
My family, they got up the week before that Saturday. Over my mama's house. I didn't go.
Why?
I just didn't want to. She hit me up, asked me was I coming. I said no.
And what'd she say?
That was it.
She insists. You make her say, why not?
That was it. I'm not going. So I just chilled here. I ain't do nothing special. Just another day. And then holidays, all holidays are just the same to me.
Yeah, and then shit. Y'all ain't get y'all plates the next day because she sure was trying to ride out with. That's what they asked me.
I fucked that plate up too when she gave it to her.
She was like, you gonna go meet Bryson in 2-5? I said, huh? I'm not even going that way. On the opposite way. They say, like, I don't even know where they stay. It was like 20 minutes to get there. And I was like, nah. And she was like, I'll take it to one. And next thing I got that group chat. Yeah, I'm gonna get to get y'all food tomorrow. I just died laughing and whatnot. But them baked beans was busting. Them bitches was busting. The turkey was even good, though. And what that potato salad was like. That shit was busting.
Yeah, it was good.
That's why you didn't get your other one, though.
It's like that. I had my heart set on it, too.
I guess. So, yeah, let's just jump into some shit. So, BJ Bryson, I seen something on Facebook, and it says some shit like, people don't date for love. They date for money. What's your opinion on it, Bryson?
I feel like that's the wrong reason to date.
But do you date for money, or do you?
I wouldn't do somebody like that. That's, I feel like that's just dirty. Like, why? I'd rather you just flat out ask me for somebody so I can tell you no.
I mean, for real though, like, everybody has the same opportunities. That's how I look at it. Every last one of us has the same opportunities. Mm-hmm. So we can all go out there and get the same shit. What about you, BJ? How you feel about it?
Yeah, I would never do that. I would say rich. But nah, that's not my intention. So I have a good heart, so I just go for friendship and maybe more when it builds up.
To mention you know, you rich, so you don't need nobody money.
Whatever. I ain't rich.
Bitch. But
what about you, Nazzy?
No, that's what I'm saying though. Like, y'all are answering the question is like y'all wouldn't do it, but I'm just asking y'all, do y'all think people do that?
Yeah, how do you think these chicks get these free meals?
Yeah.
Free rims?
Free meals.
Free meals.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to eat. So I'm not even gonna consider as like going out to eat as gold digging part. The gold digging part comes into like, well, I ain't even gonna say gold digging, but the dating for money comes into part when it comes to you paying for her hair and her nails. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
I feel like every chick got a dude they can hit up when they hungry. Because they know he'll suck and he'll do it.
But you can hit me up and I'm going to feed you.
Right. If you just flat out say, I ain't really got nothing, I'm hungry. I got you.
I'm coming over right to the refrigerator first. I'm just gonna lost calls. Yeah, I'm just saying. But so the way I look at it is that the men that think that women are only out to date money is because they threw their stuff out there as a tricker. Ain't that what they call it?
Ain't tricking if you got it.
A trickster. So now y'all want to find love because y'all done with tricking, and now y'all keep running into is these gold diggers. And so now it's an issue. When at first it was okay, because y'all was just looking for a friendly foot. And y'all was tricking.
It goes both ways. Because they know we trying to fuck, and we know they trying to just get whatever they can out of us.
My boo got a song out talking about, don't be scared to ask that nigga for some money. He ain't scared to ask you for no pooty cat. Pooty cat. Pooty, pooty.
Didn't DC Youngfly reply on something? Who said that? I seen some tweets or something about that.
I don't know, but that's Gorilla song. I don't know.
Yeah.
I ain't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, they ain't hating on my girl now.
DC Youngfly said something back about it. He was like, make sure you ask her for some pussy too and all this and that.
Nigga, it's basically what she say in the song.
Yeah.
You gonna ask me. See, she said something like, don't be, if you ask me for some cat, I'm gonna ask you for some cash. Like, is that simple? She was like, I ain't fucking for free.
That's what got the game messed up now. Listening to City Girls and them talking about all that shit.
So, before City Girls came out, there was
Trina.
And there was
Okay.
And there was Foxy. So, the only ones that wasn't rapping about pussy and shit was what MC Light.
I'm talking about,
Queen Latifah.
I guess, using them for their money and stuff.
Well, that's you gotta think about, that's how this shit's been portrayed. That's how niggas is portraying itself. Like, what you say, it ain't tricking if you got it. So it's like, does these niggas be sitting out here want love, and you get these gold diggers people? Like, you gotta make up your mind which one you want. Now, if y'all go out here and get y'all a motherfucking woman like me that don't need your fucking money and got two jobs because she don't want sucking fuck for it, you good. The thing is, you got to figure out what these women's intentions are in the beginning any damn way. Because, oh, BJ has a nice credit score and this, that, and third. I know I can come on. Maybe he can put his car in my name. You feel me? That's the
shit.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You probably ain't had no cool to get enough to make you do some shit like that. It's something. Everybody got to... Everybody... Go ahead, tell them, Bryson. Everybody fall for that one dumb son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with one for 12 years. I ain't got nothing to show for it, but kids, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure did. I'm just saying. Oh my gosh.
Good old dick.
Speaking of the shit, this man texted me the other day, and I texted him, and I was like, no, he called me. I was at work, and I texted him back. I was like, the kids at home, she been dropped them off. That was like it. 7 something. So he texts back, I miss you, I want to see you back, or something. I miss my lady. Some bullshit. This just totally got ignored. And I texted him back at like 9:20, and I was like, kids home, meaning Axel or the kids home. He's like, I didn't know you dropped them off. Either way it go, whatever he said, it was illiterate as fuck. So the last thing I hit his ass up was like, stop. I said, you would have known your kids was at, I said, I told your incompetent ass that earlier. You would have known them had you not been too busy sending uneducated, hateful text messages. And then I said, you have a good night, Walter. And I was like, and teach your kids how to
help you with your That's an old grammar. Man name, too.
He old.
Damn.
Walter? Mm. He hate when I do that shit. Bala. The name fits. He can't stand that shit. Don't call me that. That ain't my name. My name D-Lo. No, your name is Walter. Your dad, Fox Office.
So when I go pick him up, I say, hey, Walter.
He gonna be pissed at him. Watch him out, BJ. That's how he goes. Watch him out, BJ. What? What'd you say? That's how he goes. That shit. And Cass will come and go be like, like, this shit just fucking crazy. Them niggas is goofy as shit. Like I said, I think Carmen gonna be like the next Kevin Hart with his retarded ass. He is so funny. Cause like right after, I don't know if I told you that store that I go to. It's my ass. Say y'all that.
Mm-mm.
So it's the store up the street from my job, BP, and the second job. And like, you know how you go into some places in the sewer, just you can smell the sewer from the ground up. So this is what this place smells like. That's what I'm talking. As I'm going there, I'm telling Bo, I said this place stinks sometimes, and sometimes it don't stink. He was like, "What you mean?" I was like, "Sometimes it smells like ass, and sometimes it don't smell like ass." So this particular day, guess what? Smelled like ass. It was cold outside too. So I go in the store and I automatically turn around and look at the dough and I go like this. I put my hand over my nose, the bowl like, ooh, and he busts out laughing. Before I know it, I'm over there grabbing the sodas and up there trying to hear it but ring it up because I got my mouth open now because it's horrible to breathe the shit in your nose. Bo comes in the store. He walks around and he said, ain't no way. Oh my God, you gotta lie. You gotta be lying. He walks all around the store, go in the bathroom, be like, it don't smell like that in the bathroom. He was like, oh my gosh, by this time I done finished paying. I said, Bo, grab the sodas because the man taking his precious time putting it in the bag. I go out there and I get a breath of fresh air. But y'all know I had my mouth open. So as soon as I take the fresh air, all that taste from the fucking building went all in my mouth. And that was all she wrote because I ended up throwing up.
Mm.
This is the kicker. It's people that pull up as I'm throwing up. Bo like, are you okay, mom? Are you okay? Trying to be a concerned son. Want to laugh on the inside, too. And the people get out the car. He like, hey, my man, I don't think y'all want to go in this motherfucker. It's for like ass enough. The manager said, the dude was like, I know. I'm the manager of the store. Come here, son. Let me tell you what's going on. So apparently when it's cold as shit, the sewer smells comes in there because I went in there last night and it didn't smell like that. But when it was cold, it was cold. Man, listen, it was just like this. It was mild. It put you in the road mind of mild and road mixed with ass. And like when I say ass, it's like a Manhattan. He shitted and wiped his butt for 10 days and it just glued shut. Open it, it's just death.
You probably need to get some plug-ins and plug that bitch in the stove. That's what I would do.
I don't think that shit would help. Like, yeah. The shit was crazy because the little Indian dude was in there spraying the spray when I got out of it. And I'm like, nigga, it's too late now. I already smelled it. And it helped that shit. It was horrible. Like, I'm telling y'all, I ain't never smelled no shit like that day in my life. I'm talking about I was out there throwing up. And as we leaving, but was like, we ain't never going back to that store again. But, you know, that's the only store that's close to the house that sell my cigars. So, I had to go in that motherfucker. Because it's three stores on that road. Four if you go out with it, away it's QT. And then it's the little, something like Murphy's. And then it's the Funky BP. And then up some, it's 7-Eleven. I just don't, the traffic, you know, that road is deadly. So, I just try to get in and get out because what's safest for me? Somebody already knocked my goddamn shit off when they hit my ass last week. Motherfuckers. I can't wait to get that check to get my shit fixed. That's the crazy thing is like most people when they get in wrecks, they take their check and have a ball.
Fuck that.
I literally got to get my car fixed.
Yeah, I got to get my car
fixed. Man, my passenger door don't open. I have no side mirror and it's a long ass scratch from the front all the way down. Yeah, and she knocked my bumper off.
So how's this situation going?
I called my insurance company. That shit happened Tuesday. I faxed over from my job. There were police report. I called later on that afternoon. They said they got it, and that all I had to do was wait. So if I don't hear anything Monday, I'm going to be like, hey, what's going on? It's like, it's dangerous driving with one goddamn side mirror. I mean, like, you can maneuver if you keep looking, you know, back and forth, but I like...
It was her fault. You said it was her fault?
Or? Absolutely. Bitch was speeding.
Well, you need to use the opportunity and get a damn rental on her.
I said that, too.
How I do that?
Her insurance is going to pay for that.
Yeah, that's what I did on my shit. Yeah. I had a rental for a couple of days.
So I have to pay for it and they reimburse me?
No,
they pay for that.
They're going to probably want your car, just have a card on file, but they're going to charge her.
Yeah.
Her insurance.
Yeah, yeah. You should have did that the second day. That's what I did.
I didn't know. And then now, like, they still had came out there to adjust it or anything. So, like, do a just to come out there, or do I take pictures?
They
should have
been came out there, but, you know, they like to take their time.
And then, again, I said, too, it was also the holidays, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, call and say, yeah, damn, that first day you should say, I don't got no ride to work. I need.
Yeah.
You live, you learn. It's my first, like, official rig, so, like, I don't fucking know. So. I know what to expect next time. Pee on myself, you say?
Yeah, that's what you should have did.
These niggas told me off top, pee on yourself. Even my friend from goddamn Georgetown, pee on yourself. I'm like, I had already peed before I left the house, so that shit wouldn't work.
You should have shit it on yourself.
I ain't have to shit. I shit it before I left, too. Who the fuck is you shitting yourself right now? Shit on the man. Okay, then.
Did you have something to drink in the car?
If I did, I would have wasted it on my goddamn pants. I'm trying to tell you. I was on my way to the fucking gas station to get my coffee and breakfast from QT. She was on her way to fucking school. She trying to be like me, Danica Patrick, driving like bat out of hell, and just didn't pay attention. The red truck got in front of me, and she thought she can get behind the red truck without seeing my back ass right there. Hit my ass.
I had already got my coffee and food when I got in the red. I was mad too. I just went to Starbucks, got my nice white chocolate coffee, just ready to drink. And the fucking red spit all that shit.
Hell nah. The first red, this is my second red. The first red, I got it to, I was fucking in the middle of rolling a blunt. Weed every goddamn well.
And one of the drivers, the fire truck drivers, heard me say something about my coffee and stuff. He gave me a damn $25 gift card to Starbucks.
That was smart.
Yeah.
Like that. Nice.
Yeah. Dang, yeah. You should have got your rent off for that. It probably wouldn't be a real good one, but at least you had something.
I wouldn't have cared. But still, I still had to put the gas and shit in there. They don't reimburse you for that, do they?
Nah.
Fuckers. I need that money.
And they would be paying for it as long as whoever does your car has it too.
Oh, I'd have somebody have my shit for a minute.
Yeah.
I said it's taking 2 weeks.
That's how long you gonna have that running. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah. As soon as you leave here.
But do they have like a limited amount of miles?
No.
Driver just like yours.
I'd definitely be gone.
Just be putting gas in it.
I don't work on Saturdays and Sundays either. For them kids, yes.
You gonna go to Commerce, do some shopping?
For what?
I don't know.
I don't like to shop. That shit depressing. I already gotta pay bills.
That's my shopping right
there. Yeah, shit. Oh, look at me paying these for this car payment rent. This fucking rent. Shit, stupid as hell.
So what about that upset yesterday? Clemson and Gamecocks.
I don't really care who won that game because I ain't a fan of either one of them teams.
I am glad Clemson got beat because we just lost to their ass. That was the only good thing about it, but... We lost to Pittsburgh yesterday. Like, this, like,
that team is Miami.
I'm on the verge of saying, fuck Miami. Because, like, how the fuck is this every fucking year?
Miami Hurricanes.
Nigga, there ain't no damn Dolphins. Shit, they know I'm a Dallas fan and you're a Raiders fan. Hope they ain't that goddamn slow. I'm sorry, friends. Y'all are not slow. A little bit. whatever.
But my team, Michigan, we beat Ohio State. We ain't beat them since at their stadium since 2000. The year 2000.
Damn, 22 years.
Yes.
Shit.
The championship game next week.
Well, that's about how long we done been at goddamn Clemson in 22 years. Slap them bitches. I heard fucking, what's that, LSU lost too? I heard they lost.
I don't know.
They was losing when I saw the score, the Texas A&M. I don't know what the final score was, but the way they was losing, I was like, yeah, they gonna lose anyway.
Yeah, I heard they lost.
Mm-hmm. Like, the rest of these scores, I'm like, I don't really care no more because Miami suck, Raiders suck, Bulls suck, all Lakers my teams suck. Yeah,
Lakers suck.
Lakers is sucking ass this year. Oh, it's crazy because the dude that I seen last night, he ended up having Laker draws. I was like, I like your draws. He was like, you like Lakers? I was like, yeah. Then he was like, oh, he's just like your significant, your fucking Smeagles fan. Oh. I don't know how that's gonna work.
So he had Lakers on his draws?
Yeah, he had Lakers draws.
Was it like them Ithaca? I can't wear them.
Because you fat.
Fuck you. With your grandma panties.
I don't wear panties, so that ain't even in it. Then I can't, not
so you just free balling.
Do my nuts hang low? They wobble to the floor. I mean, I feel like Satan made panties, so I don't want any parts of Satan. I mean, hell, that motherfucker I already make a goddamn period come on because her simple-minded stupid ass ate that apple. You know. I believe that's why we got a period because her bitch ass had an apple instead of just goddamn having sex with Adam and minding her business and let Lucifer slither up her cootie and ate the apple, baby. And now we see. That shit crazy as hell. Y'all done been to the movies lately?
Not since seeing the Black Panther 2 weeks ago.
You been back?
Same for me. I ain't seen nothing since Black Panther 2.
Y'all plan on going back to go see it again?
Probably not.
You?
Mm-mm. I know I need to go and see Black Adam. I still haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. You done seen it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You went to go see Smile? Terrence said it was a good movie.
I ain't never seen it.
Is that a scary movie?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen that shit either. Mm-mm. Have you seen that Kingdom Woman? What is it? I Am
Woman Kingdom?
Yeah. You seen it?
I've seen that.
That was good.
Yeah, I need to go see that.
I think, is it still in the movies?
It should be. If it's at anyone, it might still be at, what is that one by the, Camelot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're not... I'm not going to say they are rinky-dink, but they're not like Hollywood and Cherrydale. And
you take somebody ugly, though.
There you go. That's why I went for my first day with Ian.
Yeah, that's still... Is it the Spartanburg one at 9:45?
I ain't going no Spartanburg.
I know.
What the fuck? I'm driving out with Murder Capital just to watch a goddamn movie.
What about... I haven't seen the first one, the Knives Out movie. The part two is in the theaters.
Who?
Knives Out. It was like a mystery movie, like who killed who, and like it's a big party, and somebody get killed, and they're trying to find out who's the killer.
So it's like Clue.
Yeah. I know the first one is on Netflix, but the part two is out.
Have you been to Track of Egypt?
I don't know.
So he's back down here.
He on way to Hampton at Club Nicky's. But the only fucked up part of it is, I think he's opened up at like 4.
Mm.
It's like 4 to 1, which ain't bad. But if you fat and hungry, you want to eat.
Oh, Club Nicky's. I'm thinking about that one all the way down going to a Spartanburg. What's that called? Nikita's?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, because you know what I say. Fucking slut.
I've been a couple times.
Nikita's?
Yeah.
Got some good strippers?
Nah, I ain't do nothing up and down. I've been a couple times.
Yeah, we went all that.
Hmm.
But this years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, COVID shut down stripping that ass, 3 years ago? They came back up, about a year ago? People were just down
something like that.
Shaking ass or whatnot.
Have you been to a strip club?
Yeah, I used to go to strip clubs all the time. Presidential, all that shit. Mm-hmm. I just never ate the food out of them.
Strip clubs are some of the good best food.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I never been to Presidential, but when Platinum Plus was open, they had that customer appreciation thing. Boy, I used to tear that food up.
Disgusting.
That shit was good.
You got there and ate cocaine and titties.
It was a good cocaine.
That's how the fuck they had it.
Titty residue.
No fucking way. I just can't fathom eating from an establishment where the motherfuckers in there shaking their ass. And like, they walk through the kitchen and shit. So like.
How you know they walk through the kitchen?
Nigga, I at Godiva's, the strippers come out the stripper side and go straight through the kitchen. So, like I said,
they had some good wings. At Godiva's.
Nasty.
Have you had the rooms from Godiva's?
Mm-hmm. That's a good Oprah, too.
I don't know about the Oprah. I had
that. But that's like the girl who cooks there, she used to be at Shum's. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Short, little small thing.
Fat. She ain't fat. I mean, she's small. She's short.
I ain't seen her in a few years. I don't know.
Who you talking about?
I don't know.
Was she light skinned? Oh, no. This one, she was at Shum's right before it closed down. Keisha. I think she got like a sister. They heavy set people.
She's dark skinned.
She got your color. Her and my brother Earl used to be real cool. Or whatnot. Because every time I see her, she's like, oh, I miss your brother. Bitch, you don't think I do? But whatever. I don't even want to be rude, but it is what it is. Like, you still got your sibling. But whatever.
Yeah, they did have some good wings.
Shum's was a decent place. Did you go to Shum's?
I've been there a few times.
Yeah, they had like decent drinks and stuff on certain times or whatnot. But like, the spot for me right now is Dugout. I go there just to watch the games, and they have some decent wings. Mookie had ordered some okra the other night when we went. That shit was busting.
Maybe we should open our own spot.
And call it what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit. You got the BBC? Money for it. You got the money for it. Me and Bryce can put in the work.
You make the potato salad.
Like I said, me and Bryce can put in the work. He can cut the potatoes.
Run that jerk.
Huh?
Run that jerk.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Any good albums y'all don't listen to lately?
Nothing new lately.
How many times have you been listening to that damn 21 album?
I listened to a little bit of it yesterday, but I've been listening to Boosie and Webby lately. I've been going back listening to them.
Old shit. Or
listening to that new Juicy J CD.
How was it?
It's straight.
Only new one I listened to lately was, you know, Gorilla. That's about it.
I ain't listening to that.
Anyway, life's great. Pussy good.
I meant to jump on. I know Roddy Ricch drops on tonight.
Yeah, that's what I meant to listen to. Also,
how is it?
I hadn't got. I hadn't listened to it yet.
Oh.
I listened to what's that fat boy name? So I was crying.
Right, right.
Yeah, he just dropped the album. That's a lot of ticking. So BJ, what is something that you can say during dinner and sex?
Are you done yet?
Right. Are you done yet? Your plate. Are you done with your plate? How do you fuck up some shit to say? How would you feel if somebody said that shit to you?
I don't know. I'm probably cuss. Like, really, bitch?
But what Drake saying that fucking song? I ain't know. What did he say? Goodness, she was like something. Why you so? Some shit he was saying something on the 21 album. Said something about, I ain't know we was in a rush. Shut the fuck up, you fucking up my mood or some shit or whatnot. Or whatever. But how the fuck would you feel if somebody said that shit to you?
I'll just get up and leave.
I wouldn't even want to finish.
Nah, I'm done.
Like, I literally wouldn't even want to finish. Like, am I done yet?
Yeah.
Because then it'll make me feel like I ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
And make me feel like my shit whack. I'm like, shit. I do your number. Fake a crap right quick.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Man, listen. God dang. We should have a code to get us out of fucking bad sexual experience. Like, we just text each other, and then we know to call to get this the fuck out of that bullshit. Like, call BBT. That means call to help me. Because this sex is whack or some shit. Some shit like that. So, what about you, Bryson? What are some things that you could say during sex?
I want seconds.
That's a good one.
Pretty much. I won't say because you.
Can I have that breast?
You talking about yours or his?
I try not to mess with men that have breasts. You know, it's crazy because, like, I be wanting to cup their titties like that. Like, I be if a man got titties, I want to touch them. Is that wrong?
I don't know.
You know, like, y'all want to just touch our titties?
Y'all want them to, too.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you like your nipples bit and all that type of stuff.
I don't like them bit, that shit.
I mean, hurt. Like, nibbled on, you know.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, nibble. What's another thing you could say? You don't have sex a lot, huh?
Really?
You eat plenty of people who don't have sex. I'm asking this because I seen it on.
I seen it too. I just can't remember what the.
They said it was a whole bunch of shit that they had was saying back and forth. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, what's another one you could say, Bryson?
I wouldn't say it, but hopefully she would say, is "Come stuff me" or something.
You can't. What the fuck?
Fuck that come from?
But no, though, like, how is it at the dinner table though?
Stuff. I need some stuffing. Something. I don't know.
I need some stuffing. Come stuff me up. I guess.
Yeah, you gotta
improvise.
Yeah, you gotta finagle that a little bit.
Oh shit! Come up with one, BJ.
Can you pass the salt? Nah, it's fine.
A neck salty? What the shit is that? Oh, let's see if I got one. Things you can say during sex and food. You gonna eat your cornbread? You gonna eat my ass? I don't know shit.
You come up with a question that can't even don't know that.
Because I said I seen it off of fucking TikTok. Facebook, so shit, I was asking y'all because, like, we should be able to come up with some shit that you say during sex that you could say dinner also.
What is something all black people do?
Lie? No, I just
you lying now.
Something that all black people do, shit, when you get out the fucking door and it's cold, like, ah, shit. That's one thing.
Or rapping or singing a verse when they in the middle of a conversation and shit.
High ass.
I remember listening to my brother growing up. That's all he was doing on the phone with these girls.
I got high last night and I had made a I made a snap, but I didn't post it. And the snap was like, "Mixtape coming soon. I'm high this bitch, yeah." Because when I get high, I be rapping.
You're a crazy ass.
What? Like, I can rap. I got bars.
Bryson, what is your weirdest habit?
Weirdest habit? I don't think I have one.
Mine is putting my hands in my pants while I'm at work. I have to constantly make sure I got my blanket over me because, like, the window right there and the people from the movie theaters can see all of that. So I just gotta make sure I have my blanket when I put my hands in my pants. That's my weirdest. It's a habit. I have to catch myself when I'm at KFC too.
Yeah, mine is lifting my shirt over my nose.
And, like, if I was a girl and you did this shit, I swear you think I was stinking of some shit. That shit would, like, bother me. But, like, I know you and you've been doing this shit for life. So, like, I know what you why you do it. But I swear to God, if I was a bitch, I'd swear up and down that this motherfucker think I stink. This like I'll catch a cramp and leave. I'm just saying. Because, like, why you covering your nose, motherfucker?
So, you ain't gonna tell on your habit, Bryson?
I don't have any. Or bite my nose. I mean my fingernail. My toenails. I can't put my foot up to my mouth.
I was gonna say he can't reach his. He eat them.
I told him I do that, and I look at him and spit him in like a bottle or something.
Y'all toenails.
Yeah.
Oh God. I'm glad I don't drink out of y'all. Hey! Grab my drink. I got a straw in it. Oh my gosh. That's a weird ass habit. That's got to be some Sagittarius shit. I don't know. Like, my mama, she got there be playing with her toenails when she clipped them too. And, like, my son, he came in there. Them bitches was like claws. I was like, boy, if you don't go in there and get your grandma clippers and bring them here. He came in and I clipped them bitches. I had gotten in, closed my eye clip because, like, I sweated, bitches was flying like off Cole, off Martin when Cole got that clip. This goddamn shit.
It hit Gene in the head.
That's how long his toenails was.
Mm.
His pinky, he ain't got no damn toenail on his pinky. That shit just was just horrible. Horrible. Y'all, I cut Pablo eyes just around his eyes yesterday. And around his nose. When I tell you, that fucker look weird and shit.
Why you do that to him?
He couldn't see. I could give him a whole haircut, but it's cold.
Yeah.
So if you go out there, his little skinny ass gonna shiver up. So like, I just cut around his eyes and his nose so he could breathe, and I cut around his little his beard because it was dirty because he always eating and sniffing nasty son of a bitch. But I swear to God, I looked at him this morning. I was like, damn, I fucked you up. how the fuck did I fuck you up? I normally do a good job, but I think it's because I didn't want to do it in the first place, but I got tired of him running to a wall because he damn near blind. So, like, he can see now. And my mama be so fucking rude to my damn dog. She like, move, move. I said, say excuse me. So now she be saying excuse me and him move. I told her, I was like, well, you ought to get put out. Keep fucking up my goddamn dog. Chill. Like, her and Kavaya's both, it's got to be some Sagittarius shit because both of them will go home, be in the house, and I'll feed my goddamn dog. But y'all in there eating and drinking. Make that shit make
Whose
sense.
Whose dog is it?
The house dog. I'm a fucking white trying to be smart.
Whose dog is it?
It's the family dog.
Shit.
It's the family dog. What did you mean? That's what it is.
So, Trouble, what is your favorite word?
Bitch. Nah, it'd probably be motherfucker. I don't know. Love. It just depends on like, a cuss word or a regular word.
That's your everyday word.
Love. How you doing, love? Thank you, love. When I'm mad. Bitch! I think I like, but seriously though, I literally have a bad habit of calling men bitches. And cocksuckers.
Yeah, I always hear you say that, you cocksucker.
I don't know why. I just have a, I guess because they be acting like the new bitches. Like, women, men are the new bitches. So.
What about you, Bryson?
I don't know. You steal it, so it don't really matter what I say.
It's all right. Mine's a you big dummy.
Okay, Fred. But.
Oh, you killing me, Smiles.
You always say this shit when you ask me for something. You killing me. Can you bring me something? You killing me. Can you buy me something to eat? You killing me. Can I have a heart? You killing me. Mm-hmm. That definitely would be killing you. If I give you your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give somebody a kidney, an organ?
Yeah, I'll give you something.
I don't want your testicles. Do you think that's possible to give another man your testicles?
I wouldn't want somebody else's nuts.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, though, do you think they could? Because, like, you got to think about it. If they taking the nuts out of a man that wants to be women, what are they doing with them?
Mm-hmm. They're probably donating to the black market, getting $35,000 for that shit.
You said the black market.
Yeah, you get like some money for that.
I mean, if you hard up for money, you can cut your nut, one of your nuts off for 10 stacks right now.
I need more than that.
But you don't plan on having kids.
I need more than that still.
How much to lose a nut?
I don't know. It got to be at least a pretty big number, though. Not no 10.
35 grand?
That's starting out.
So that's just got to make this decision.
Yeah, yeah. That's gonna have me thinking about it.
Oh, I'll think about it for 35. Okay, so for 75 grand, would you cut your nut off?
You want the left or the right? You want one that's hanging lower than the other?
Is that really how? What, I noticed it. That's how me and nuts really be. One be like hanging lower.
I don't know about nobody else's nuts.
But I'm just saying though, once you just brung it up, that's how some men nuts be.
I guess.
I'm just saying, I noticed it. One of the nuts be longer than the other.
Why it's like that, I don't know.
I don't, shit, one of our titties longer than the other. If you pay attention, one of your titties. It's like one of your arms is longer than the
legs
other.
Legs are long. There's one leg like, is always longer.
Yeah, yeah, one toe always longer than the other. Like, that shit, but it's your testicle or your breast, though. Like, how's that not even.
Which one of your breasts is biggest, Bryson?
You want to see?
Which one of your C cup titties be?
C niggas be.
Oh, you like Lloyd? Yeah, all right. Now, Kavaya's came in there showing me his pictures. Talking about he had took a picture in your bathroom. I don't know when, though. And then he took an after picture, which he was like, don't be no fucking hater. Say you don't see the difference. I said, son, the only way you're going to tell the difference if you wear the same damn shit. You got to put the same outfit back on it so you see. Yeah. So, like, he had on a white shirt, then black sweatpants, and then the new one he had on a fucking hoodie.
Yeah, that ain't okay.
And some fucking basketball shorts. Like, I can't tell the difference. Your chin look a little, I can see your chin. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what you want for Christmas, Bryson?
Nothing. I don't believe in getting gifts or giving gifts, really. I'm not, I'm not into all that the holiday stuff. The holidays is just another day for me.
Yeah, I don't plan on getting nobody nothing either.
Yeah.
So
don't look for nothing, getting nothing there.
I'm still looking for a gift. I didn't say you gotta get nobody else nothing, just me. Shit.
You an Aquarius. That means you don't deserve a gift.
You know. comes a time in your life where you just have to slap a motherfucker and you're on that list.
My presence is a present to you.
Oh, I need something more to give me a gift certificate to church. Like, something. What'd you get, mama? She don't listen to the show, so she don't know.
I don't know.
Can't get a Lane Ryan a gift card because she ain't fat no more.
I know, right? I used to get her that every year. That $50 gift certificate.
The last one I used.
Really?
Oh, shit, what I'm saying.
She could have got a bra up. Some cologne, perfume or something, though.
Nice little blue jean dress. I ain't woe yet. Mm-hmm. Got pockets on it and all. I mean, really. So, yeah, now you got to think about what the fuck you going to get that lady.
I guess some more Converses.
She got too many Converses and only one pair of feet. And she don't wear them. She literally at work all the time. She got on them raggedy-ass Nike slides that she be wearing all the time. And she wore them one pair of black Converses that she keep in the back of, in the bottom of her car. Mm-hmm. That's it. Which I'm driving her car now, so they still in. So, like, I don't know. I think I'm just gonna get the kids some clothes. If Bo do what he's supposed to do, I'll get him a phone. Other than that, like, get you some money and go about your business. Hell, I'm thinking, like, what the hell are y'all gonna get me for Christmas?
Some weed.
I don't want none of the weed they got. Like, they literally be in the kiwi swap out of blood. No. Ain't nobody tell you about that garbage. Why you? I'd be like, why? Yours better than ours. How you know? It's, we can just smell it. Nobody tell you how to shop with them people. Well, you won't let your people shop. You got their money. You can't shop with my plug. My plug know that. If my kids ever call you, bitch, it's going to be me and you. Let me find out. Let me fucking find out. Like, nah. Still no goddamn weed in my kids.
So, Bryson, you ain't going to get me that for Christmas?
Be thankful I got you something for your birthday.
That whole part, because you already cried that he didn't go on trip.
I just shed a tear a little bit.
You did? Your feelings was hurt.
Yeah, that's my best friend. I'm looking forward to him share this experience with him every year.
4 out of 5 years is not bad.
It really ain't.
You call one of your other friends that's supposed to be going on these trips.
What yeah. friend? You or it, baby. Yeah. Is you only you? What the fuck? Like, his friends suck ass. Like, those aren't your friends anymore. They done dropped out from friends to associates, because that's what the fuck they are. But at the end of the day, like, friends grow up, they grow apart, they have separate lives and stuff. It just so happens with y'all don't have kids. So right. It's more convenient for y'all to be able to do stuff, you know, stuff together. But also, like, one of your friends, he just don't go. And I'm pretty sure he could go, but he just don't go. The other one, he get controlled by his wife. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I send y'all that thing where, you by the way, wait, I sent y'all that damn thing where it was order. It was like control your wife.
Yeah, I seen it before you sent it to me.
Did I send it? So it's like a video game, and like the man got a controller, and he moved the controller, and his wife is moving as he's moving the controller. So it's like you controlling your wife or whatnot.
Sounds like some porn stuff. Or
it wasn't porn, but I sent it to old boy and told him to order one.
Oh my god.
I mean, if your wife, nothing.
You want somebody to control you?
What? I'm gonna fuck my wife. I mean, my husband. He ain't gonna have not name motherfucking reason to cheat on me. Not name.
You know we ain't cracked on each other in this whole episode.
I mean,
you can show that later.
I didn't say your titties were small. It's some of wife's PlayStation 5, some shit. So that's how it come. The last part was the best one. Mm-hmm. So, like, why not? I sent it to one of my friends. Oh, I ain't seen the mouth part. Damn. Mm-hmm. So I sent it to one of my homeboys, and he was like, shit, I need two of them some bitches. What did he say? He said a Latina one and definitely a BBW one. I said, boy, shut the fuck up. He was like, I'm just saying, I definitely would have one. So, like, if you could have one, what would your choice be? What type of game would you have?
Jump out between a Latina and a BBW, or
like, what would your preference game be?
Dominican.
No, that's it, right? Yeah. She was a caper. What about you, BJ?
The same.
Dominican?
Yeah.
Fuck this shit. I'm going over to the next shit. I got to see what shit. Maybe I can get me a Dominican. Shit. I'm just trying to say. I'm just saying. Yeah,
you probably make some money if you go over there.
Bitch, you crazy. What wrong with you? I am not a prostitute. And that's the case I do the shit now. We in the States. And get the measly $40. These niggas got the offer. Mm. That's all they got.
So, Nazzy, who would you like to play if you was a movie, a biopic? Who would you like to play you?
Is there anyone out there crazy and ridiculous enough to play me? Probably that white chick. What's her name? I have white anyway.
Melissa McCartney.
Yeah. How you know what I'm talking about?
You said white, and I just assumed the big one.
Fuck you.
That's what I was thinking about.
I thought you would probably say Reba Wilson or Weber Wilson.
Weber.
Reba.
We can't talk.
Fuck you. Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel. That's the name.
She's skinny now.
Yeah.
She used to be fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
She played in
that redhead chick.
No, that singing movie when they
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
That big girl from the
what the fuck you? What about you, Bryson? Who the fuck would you want to play you?
Me. I play myself.
Pirate Taria.
Who is it?
That big fat kid.
Terrio,
yeah.
It's not ringing the bell. What do you do?
He just it's just a little bit boy. He would be dancing and stuff. You might have seen him, but you probably don't remember.
What about you?
Michael B. Jordan.
Bitch, bye. Plus he's an Aquarius, so that definitely wouldn't work. Shit, God rest in peace. Bitch, Mike, he could have paid you.
Whatever. Who you think could play Bryson?
What's that dude name?
Talk about Steel for Juice.
What's his name? Lavelle.
Lavelle Crawford. Or FaZe on Love.
Yeah, that's it. But I give you FaZe on him because both of y'all ball. What's his name? Got hair. Yeah, he got hair. But yeah. But yeah, it'd probably be that's the only person that can play me. Like, it ain't too many light skinned celebrities out there. Mm-hmm.
No.
If you could be an artist, what type of artist would you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Since I already know how to rap and I have bars, I'd be a rapper.
I'd be a rapper.
You can't rap. Bryson, you ain't told your friend he can't rap. Oh, you ain't his friend. I tell him, Terrence, I'm calling. What the fuck is this? That's not it. What about you? How about, what would you want to be?
A dead one. Because they get more famous.
You're right about that. But what type of, what would you have been though? If you dead, like.
It don't matter. I'm probably going to be more famous that way. I'm a painter or a rapper or a singer, don't matter.
You like to paint?
No.
Have you ever painted?
No.
Would you go to a sip and paint?
No, I don't know.
Not sip and paint, but trap and paint.
I heard of the sip and paint. I don't know what trap and paint is.
It's the same thing, but with trap music.
Trap, our music. Because sip and paint is more like BJ music and wine.
Whatever.
Trap and paint, we drinking cognac.
Mm.
And busting shots. Blah, blah.
I don't know.
Shit, ain't no damn telling. You got an inspirational quote, Benjamin? What'd you say last week?
That was Mike. Michael's.
Oh, he did say it.
Yeah.
You ain't got one, huh? Anyway, remember to follow us on Snapchat and Instagram. Catch up on all the latest episodes. See. listen to us on all your favorite listening devices. And if you want to be a guest on the show, what you say, Bryson?
Yeah, just follow, do all that stuff.
No. When I say that, if they want to be a guest on the show.
Oh, you know they ain't going to show up.
All right, BJ, so what's the inspirational quote on the day? You done had 5 minutes.
If you want to lift yourself up, lift someone else.
Ugh, they got to be skinny.
Yeah. You can't lift Bryson.
I can't lift you either.
You got to get a wheelbarrow for your ass. That's for your stomach.
Don't you got a forklift license for BJ big ass? Pick that big ass lip up. Okay. Anyway, I in trouble.
Your braces are more than that. I'm BJ.
We're out.
Raw and not good.